Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Here's the thing, we started up friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone.
Certainly isn't what you sang last night.
Hear me say, it's how I picture me with you. That's all you ever hear me say.
She sang last night, but I have no idea what it was, because we only recently even acquired any Kelly Clarkson. It was only, what, a couple of months ago we looked her up, and nothing. So I don't know. I haven't kept up with her. Man, Mariah got robbed. I have to tell you something. I've said this. I can't stand you two. They're like pretentious, makes them sound humble. And he annoys the shit out of me, that guy. He just annoys the shit out of me. Just shut up. Stop going to Davos. Leave the presidents alone. And he shouldn't, because I am sure that Bono is sincere. You know, he's married to the same woman all these years. You never hear that he fools around. You know, he seems to have many good qualities. But I just can't stand these pretentious people. Can't stand them. And I never liked you too, because the music was always pretentious. See, you knew like that was in him. This pretentiousness, you know, because it was always in the music. Oh, my God. So, like, how could you give him one award after another award? And there's Mariah with those beautiful hair extensions. I presume those are hair extensions. And, you know, her beautiful breasts. And she should have won. And I'm no fan of her music. Like, she's one of those people, like, I don't like her music. But I just love her. She's so cute. But Kelly Clarkson was the best because she is so not spoiled yet. You know, it must have, don't you think if you're nominated for an award, like, somewhere you say, well, all right, if I win, what am I going to say? It's like talk radio host. All I do, one of the reasons I can never sleep is I lie in bed at night. And I think about, well, how am I going to talk about the Grammys? How am I going to say this? So you'd think somewhere along the way, Kelly Clarkson might have thought, except I think she was probably so sure Mariah was going to win. You know, by the way, I need to apologize. Yesterday, I did that whole big thing about Madonna fighting with Britney Spears about who opened the show. It wasn't Britney Spears. It was Mariah. She was having to fight with Mariah Carey. And we'll get to that in a minute. But you'd think somewhere Kelly would have said, gee, maybe, you know, on some off chance, maybe I should think about something to say so I don't get up there and look like a jackass. But I thought it was kind of cute. You know, the first time she was crying and she couldn't even talk, and the second time she, she thanked Jesus. Who doesn't take 10%? Now, Garrett said he does because of tithing, but you don't have to tithe. I try to tithe, and I'm Jewish. But are you supposed to tithe net or gross? Really? Is the tithe supposed to be pre-tax money? Or after-tax? I don't know. I would think after-tax. You know, because that's actually what you have, is after-taxes. I don't think Jesus wanted you to give pre-tax money. They had taxes then. You know, didn't they? Isn't that what they, were they going for taxes? Were they going home for taxes or a census? You know, when Mary and Joseph, you know, why he was born in the barn. Why were they traveling? It was either they had to go home to pay taxes or they were taking a census. Well, anyway, I don't know. Jesus never explained whether that tithing thing is your net or your gross. So I try to do it, but on my, I don't know which is, we're after taxes. That's your net. That's what your net. Okay. And if you're on the right, you think the taxes are gross. So, I mean, the Grammys sucked. You know, basically, that's all you can say. They sucked. You want to go in performance by performance, that fucking freak Madonna. You know, she looked at all those dances with her, those men at the end. The cartoon better than her. And the men at the end, she looked like she was going to grab them, like she used to drive along 42nd Street when it was good. And she used to pick up Puerto Rican boys and do them in the back of the limo. That's what she looked like she wanted to do to her dances. I can't stand her. I liked her album, but I only like her if I never have to look at her. Because she's like, oh, what a skank. She is a skank. Not that I wouldn't, you know, do a Puerto Rican boy in the back of a limo. But I'd have to pay. I'm sure at this point in my life, in dollars, I'd have to tithe them. So she stank, and they were all singing like too loud or something. You know, even Mariah was kind of caterwauling. And then I basically, the first hour, now if you look at Drudge Report, not that much to my surprise. Although I can never predict anything, so everything surprises me. Because I do not have my finger. I, Lynn Samuels, definitely do not have my finger on the pulse of what people like. I really don't. Not at all. What were the ratings here? Because what I did is what I guess a lot of people didn't do this the first hour. Is it put on American Idol and you keep jumping back and forth. Something only made possible because there's a remote. The Amateur was easily the top rated show of the night with a 17.4 rating. All right, who cares about ratings? And a 26 share. Okay, so American Idol had 26% of everybody in America who had a TV on was watching American Idol, and the Grammys had a 19 share. That was it. In direct competition at 8 o'clock, Idol hit 27 to the Grammy 16. Now, and it was down from last year. Well, not by that much. It was down by like a point. But it was just a mess. It was just god-awful. I mean, you know, like, so Idol went off. And, of course, you didn't really see Idol because you're like... You know, when you're going back and forth, it's stupid. You always think, oh, well, but whenever you do that, you end up, you're not seeing either show. You know, you're really not seeing either one. I mean, I lost track of who got to stay. That guy with the gray hair, they let him go to the next round. And the girl with the cold, they let her stay. And that girl, Paris, that's the one whose mother, I think, is that famous gospel singer, only I never heard of her. Oh, and what's the thing in the paper today? Tatiana? Is she the one they said in the Post? Oh, this is such a big day in New York City. Oh, you people outside this country, you don't know. Outside this city, you don't know. We got, with our New York Post for a mere our 25 cents, the New York Post, page 6, the magazine. Oh, yes, we did a... Oh, God, are they, like, floating this idea? Is this, like, an idea that they would do this magazine all the time? This is a 74-page glossy magazine, page 6, that it's taken them months to put together, so you can imagine how up-to-date the gossip is. But it's Tabloid Thursday, so don't worry about it. Now, it was in the New York Post, that Tatiana girl, she has, I'll never find it again. But like so many people on American Idol, she, has a record for shoplifting. $24 worth of cosmetics, I think, at Macy's in 2002. I guess that doesn't count. She was, how old was she? But I don't know if they passed her along. So I didn't, so at 9 o'clock, you go totally all Grammy. And I don't know, what was the big thing they're writing about? Oh, Terry Hatcher wore a sheer dress. I noticed that. But you couldn't have, like, a, you know, wardrobe malfunction or something. Because it was like a sheer dress where you could see through to a skeleton. Which is something less than erotic. I don't even turn that show on anymore. That show is so over. Second season over. Finished. Not when you can turn on whatever channel it is and look at Chris Noth. Mr. Big. Doesn't matter. Just look at him. I don't even care what the plot is. I don't care what the story is. I don't care what's going on. I don't even know the name of the goddamn show, to tell you the truth. It's 9 o'clock. I think it's Channel 4. It's Sunday night. And Chris Noth is on it. I don't care what it's called. I don't care what it's about. I just look at him. You know, I just look at him. And they only hired him because Vincent D'Onofrio was having, like, a nervous breakdown. But it's fine by me. And, I don't know. The whole thing sucked. It's just like one thing on those Grammys just sucked bigger than the next thing. That thing, I had already stopped listening. By like 10:15, I was listening to something on the internet. And I just muted it. I muted the Grammys. And like every now and then you turn around and I see this marching band. What was that marching band all about? That was horrible. And then you see Sly and the Family Stone, you know, with that platinum mohawk. That was very good. He hasn't gone out in 19 years. You read different articles. Some say he's like a recluse. I love a recluse. I am a recluse. Well, I would be a recluse if my co-op would let me put in an ISDN line, nobody would see me. But he hasn't gone out or performed in like 13 years or 19 years, depending on who you read. And he came out and he had that great platinum blonde mohawk. That was fabulous. But it took him 19 years to do it, to get it ready. But I must say, this has always amazed me, because I certainly don't think I'm in any way a bigoted person. But I don't get black music. I just really don't get black music. I don't much like black music. It just makes me sit up and say, I am such, like, a white person. I am just a white person. You know, I'm the person who 30 years later discovered I loved the Carpenters. That she really did have a great voice. But I never liked Sly and the Family Stone, ever. I never liked Ray Charles. I never liked any of those people. And I don't understand why, and really I feel guilty. Although that's one of those things. I'll tell you, when I worked at that left wing station, the Pacifica station in New York, WBAI, and the way people would prove, you know, like how they were really on the left, right, is the more they were into black music, the more to the left you were supposed to think they were. You know, it was like a thing. We were like the only radio station on earth. We had a white Jew doing the gospel show. Now, the truth is, he knew more, this guy, Lenny Lopate, who, if anybody, we have NPR. I don't know. I don't even know if we have the local New York shows. But he's locally in New York on NPR. I will tell you something. You couldn't find a human being on this earth who knows more about gospel music than Lenny Lopate. But it was still kind of bizarre, you know, that the world's foremost authority on gospel music at this far left-wing station, you know, some white Jewish guy. And you know, was... Who knows all about jazz? Oh, God. Who knows all the white guys? All the white guys. Jamie Katz did a great jazz show. He did a fabulous jazz show. And, so I don't know, but I just never got black music. I don't know, maybe I was just smart enough to know, like, I don't get it, you know, like, I can't possibly get it. But last night, I mean, I didn't get any of it. I really didn't. I don't know what they were doing. It was just terrible. It was terrible. I wish Mariah had won more. I'm glad Kelly won. Oh, Drudge Report has a picture of Terry Hatcher. But it's not close enough. It's like her and Sheryl Crow. The way... See, if you read, you know, because I have to prepare assiduously every Thursday for Tabloid Thursday. Now, the way they tell you, you can really tell anorexics, is when you can see the bones in their chest. You know, like between their breasts, there are just bones sticking out. Well, that was Sheryl Crow and Terry Hatcher. These bones between their breasts. Could that be Lyle Lance Dunton? He was trying. She's too bony. But Terry had. Oh, forget it. All right. Well, George Bush had a big announcement. Enough with the trivia. George Bush. There are just so many bizarre stories floating around. Some of which I have posted at LynnSamuels.com. Some of which I don't. They're all going to spy on us. And personally, my theory is we're going to be attacked again any minute by Bush. Because they want to be able to say... See, we didn't want to tell you this. We didn't want to do that. You made us do it. Now look what happened. Because they're doing an awful lot of things like that they never wanted to do before. So I'll be right back. I'm Lindsay. Oh, God, Laura Bush met the Pope. Well, he's supposed to suffer for God. I'm Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Okay, maybe I should post this. But this is one of these arcane, there are like two really arcane political stories floating around. One of which I would never post at Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Samuels.com, because it's so stupid. And nobody even knows what it means. Sometimes things happen and like, somebody had emailed me about this last night. So something happens and nobody knows what the inherent meaning of it is, but they're talking about it on cable television. You know, because I guess they ran out of Natalie Holloway stuff or something, or they're tired of bashing Muslims. Something like that. I watched Chris Matthews last night for the first time in years. He had Amy Goodman on, and he didn't mean screaming her. She's like the most left-wing journalist in America, and a bitch, because I knew her. So, do you remember the story last week, which I don't think I ever even mentioned, about how NASA was preventing scientists from talking to the media and preventing them from giving scientific information to the media? And one of the major scientists at NASA, Michael D. Griffin, issued, who's the guy? NASA press secretary. The New York Times had this article. Anyway, one of the biggest scientists there, James E. Hansen, said administration appointees had tried to get him to tone down his statements about the dangers of global warming. And they told us Dr. Hansen, who has been talking about global warming since like the 1980s, and he's a scientist. You know, they must know something. I love these right-wing people. You know, I bet Rush Limbaugh thinks he could just, like, walk in and do a brain operation. You know, scientists? They just hate people with knowledge. Oh, scientists, what do they know? Nobody knows anything. Only Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity have all the knowledge of the world at their fingertips. You know, people who may have studied science, what would they know? If this Dr. Hansen, if he was any good, he'd be a fucking talk show host is what he'd be. Otherwise, he doesn't know anything. So, he got pissed off, and he spoke to the New York Times, and he said there are all these political appointees in NASA, and they're telling him he can't talk to NPR, and he can't say this, and you can't say anything to anybody until you get the permission of these Bush political appointees. Well, now, I don't want to sound like an ageist, but I am. I really am. There is, this story is about a young man that works for NASA, a public affairs official. All right, now you figure, how could a public affairs official screw anything up? But he's the one telling the scientists what they can and can't say. His name is George C. Deutsch. And George C. Deutsch worked on Bush's reelection campaign. He's like a big Bush person. He worked for Bush. He devoted a lot of time to getting Bush reelected. And Mr. George C. Deutsch is 24 years old. Nothing wrong with that. 24 years old. Believe me, a lot of people understand this. I had a friend who quit her job once because of this. She'd been working like 20 years for somebody, and somebody comes in, they put that person above her, and she's like 45, 48, you know, and she suddenly has to answer to like some 25-year-old person who's been working for like a minute. So George C. Deutsch is like telling all the scientists at NASA who they can talk to, what they can say, and he's 24 years old. Well, the story comes out, and this is the perfect example of like karma, or like hoist, that great expression, hoist by your own petard, right? Mr. Deutsch resigned, and they won't say why Mr. Deutsch resigned. However, it turns out that Mr. Deutsch must have been spending an excessive amount of time getting Bush reelected, because his resume, and this was uncovered by some left-wing blogger. I hate to give credit. I forget which one. His resume said that he had a degree in journalism or something from Texas A&M. And I wish I could remember who did this, which left-wing blog guy did this. This guy had actually gone to Texas A&M. It was somebody who had gone there. And they checked with the alumni office of Texas A&M about Mr. Deutsch, who graduated. Well, it turns out that Mr. Deutsch attended Texas A&M, but Mr. Deutsch just never graduated from Texas A&M. Now, believe me, I have nothing against falsifying your resume. I really don't. But you have to use your head, you idiot. I could say now, right? I could say there's some point where you may be 50. Maybe when you're 50, you could say you graduated college when you didn't graduate. But when you're 24, I think it would behoove you to be telling the truth, because it's like, you know, they can't say we don't have records that, you know, it's kind of easy to find out. Not that NASA checked. You notice NASA never checked to see if he graduated. So, Mr. Deutsch stepped down from his job. Of course, he'll probably now get a job for 10 times the money at a right-wing think tank. Because when he wouldn't let the scientist, give an interview to NPR, he called it the most liberal media outlet in the country. Did I take a break? I took one. All right. He called NPR the most liberal media outlet in the country. And you know what that means? That means Mr. Deutsch doesn't have Sirius satellite radio, because he ain't never heard us. Okay, so he's wrong about that. And he was the one who was telling the scientists that if they said the Big Bang, that they had to put the word theory after it. Because he was a journalism major at Texas A&M. He would know better than they do how to describe things, wouldn't he? Wouldn't he? Of course. And, Deutsch said the Big Bang was not a proven fact. It's an opinion. So, all right, why don't we just throw out science? You know, make these people happy. There's no evolution. There's no Big Bang. Why don't you just explain to these religious fanatics that God made the Big Bang? All right, God made the Big Bang happen. You know, then they'll shut up. It is not NASA's place, nor should it be, to make a declaration such as this about the existence of the universe that discounts intelligent design about a creator. Deutsch is quoted as saying in the memo, "This is more than a science issue. It's a religious issue." Which, Jesus, we didn't know that NASA was about religion. Oh, my God. But if he hadn't lied on his resume, he'd still be there writing pronouncements like this. Because he's a journalism major, and he obviously knows more about science than people twice his age who've studied science all their life. Dean, I'm telling you, there's a story up on Drudge that Howard Dean apparently said at some speech that Bush is turning this country into Iran. You're damn right he is. Why don't we just call him the mullah, the Ayatollah? Something like that. Just absolutely. So that is, you know, just beyond. Maybe when I get home, I'll post that story. And then there's the story that I don't even know what it means. John Boehner, the new Republican majority leader of the House of Representatives, they're having a retreat, I believe, this weekend. Well, maybe next weekend. Why have a retreat on a two-day weekend? Maybe, I don't know, but they're having a retreat. Well, I wish they'd retreat. Maybe they could just, like, we'll turn around and retreat and go away somewhere. And every year at this Republican retreat, Frank Luntz, you know that guy? I think he's on MSNBC. He's got red hair, and he's a pollster, but he's a Republican pollster. So every year at the retreat, Frank Luntz, you know, goes on the retreat, and he tells the Republicans how to maintain control of everything. It's like, you know, a political advisor. And John Boehner will not allow Frank Luntz to go on the retreat. Tom DeLay loved Frank Luntz, but John Boehner said, if Frank Luntz goes, I'm not going. You see how mature these people are? Who talks like that? If you're past the age of 8, who says, if he's coming, I'm not coming? But that's the new head of the Republican majority. If Frank Luntz is, because so Frank Luntz can't come, so I don't know what that means. But it's everywhere. There's little stories all over the place, as though it matters. Somebody has to find out, like, what he is against Frank Luntz. Then let me know. Oh, and the other fabulous thing. This is, like, very arcane, but this one you have to love. You know, Tom DeLay's not the majority leader anymore, but he's still in the House. So they have to give him an assignment. He has to be on a committee. He has to have something to do, right? So he's on some appropriations committee or subcommittee. They gave him the chair that was open on a committee. You know why there was an open space on this particular appropriations committee? Because it had been Randy Duke Cunningham's chair. The guy that had to quit because he's being indicted for taking all the money from the lobbyist. And well, other people on the radio would just steal this line, but I believe it was Rachel Maddow who said, this is like the crook chair on the committee. It's like Duke Cunningham had to resign because he's a crook. So they said, oh, can we find another crook to take his place? And they said, oh, look at that Tom DeLay. It doesn't have anything to do. So they gave him the place. And then I guess when he's indicted, like he's been indicted. When he's convicted, when he goes to prison, he'll have to resign. And then they'll have to find maybe John Boehner, the new leader. Do you know what John Boehner is famous for? He's the guy they elected, the Republican leader, to clean up all this corruption. Do you know what he is the most famous for that I don't think one mainstream media outlet ever reported? He was the guy, and I couldn't have told you this 2 weeks ago, that it was him. Remember the famous story about how there was once a guy in the House of Representatives wandering around the floor of the House handing out checks from the tobacco lobbyists, right on the floor. He was handing out checks. That was John Boehner. That was the man they elected to clean up all that corruption. Isn't that amazing? And did any mainstream media outlet mention that? I don't think so. We have some more fabulous words to this. I'm Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
The Young Turks, weekdays at 6 p.m. East, 3 p.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Okay, all you people holding on, hold on, particularly Jeff in D.C. and Allen, Texas, okay? But I have to play you this. Bush made a speech today. And, of course, we believe everything he says. So listen to what he said. We should all be thanking him.
In the weeks after September the 11th, while Americans were still recovering from an unprecedented strike on our homeland, Al-Qaeda was already busy planning its next attack. We now know that in October 2001, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the September the 11th attacks, had already set in motion a plan to have terrorist operatives hijack an airplane using shoe bombs to breach the cockpit door and fly the plane into the tallest building on the West Coast. We believe the intended target was Liberty Tower in Los Angeles, California. Rather than use Arab hijackers as he had on September the 11th, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed sought out young men from Southeast Asia, whom he believed would not arouse as much suspicion. To help carry out this plan, he tapped a terrorist named Hambali, one of the leaders of an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Southeast Asia called J.I. J.I. terrorists were responsible for a series of deadly attacks in Southeast Asia, and members of the group had trained with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I'm right, George.
Hambali recruited several key operatives who had been training in Afghanistan.
Yeah, George.
Once the operatives were recruited, they met with Osama bin Laden and then began preparations for the West Coast attack. Their plot was derailed in early 2002.
By me!
When a Southeast Asian nation arrested a key Al-Qaeda operative.
Now who fucking believes that? And why does he sound like he's half asleep? Does he think, is he doing that? Oh, if you talk slowly enough. Now, what he left out, I would assume that what he meant to say is, and it's all they only knew because we were spying on your phone calls to buy the slipcovers. Who believes him anymore? Always like stupid enough to believe anything he says. You know, I have to tell you something. I am so skeptical that when the Clinton attack, the Millennium attack, how do you prove you stopped an attack? You know, except that Bill Clinton didn't lie every time he opened his mouth. You know, so I kind of believe Clinton, but you could always say, you know, who knows that Clinton didn't make that up too? You know, that the guy was coming down through, you know, from Canada, he's going to blow everything up. But this, he doesn't even sound Bush-like. He believes it. He sounds like he never saw it before. Hello, I'm reading this very slowly. Does he sound like this is anything with which he is in the least familiar? What a moron. And of course people are going to believe, oh, I can just hear Sean. Oh, God, I hear the voice of Sean in my head. And when Rush comes back from playing golf for a week, I can hear his voice in my head, too. Oh, my God. Hi, Allen, Texas. Well, he's listening to a whole other station. Al! Al!
Have you ever wanted to sit with the pros at the world?
Well, I really wanted to talk to somebody who used to work for NASA. But he's not even listening to Sirius Left on 46 anymore. See, normally he would have heard me yelling. You know, we don't have a delay, do we? All right, Jeff in D.C.
Yes.
Hi, you worked for the National Weather Service.
Right. I just wanted to say, in reference to the other topic you were speaking about, we're not allowed to discuss with the media anything about global warming because basically it's so political with the Bush administration, they don't want to have anything to do with it. So every time we have anything with the media about global warming, it has to be referred to public affairs, and they just give out a prepared statement.
Where I'm sure there's a 24-year-old guy named Deutsch who doesn't even have a college degree in anything, just like at NASA.
Yes.
Well, now, do you work for the Weather Service now?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you something. They would like to privatize that. Doesn't Rick Santorum gets a lot of money from, I think, Metro Weather and Shadow Weather, those private weather services, and they claim that having a National Weather Service interferes with the business interests of these private companies, and there's, like, some move to get rid of the National Weather Service?
That's right. There's a bill out there trying to restrict the forecasting out. The Weather Service does.
I think that is more astonishing to me, frankly, than saying you can't talk about global warming. Isn't it? I mean, like, there's a hurricane coming, right? And what do they want to make it? That if you can't, if you're not subscribed to a private weather service, like you're not even going to know there's a hurricane coming? Is that what they would like to do?
Well, I don't know if it comes down to that, but I know there's, and global warming is such a difficult, hot topic that...
And you didn't mean a pun by that, that it's a hot topic. All right, so they do it to you, too. So there's no global warming. This was the hottest January on record, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay, but it's not because of global warming, is it? It couldn't be the reason, could it?
It could be, but...
Oh, you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, hon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think this thing about trying to get rid of the National Weather Service. And Rick Santorum, now, the only good thing is he's not going to get reelected. He is, I forget who's running against. Is that that Bob Casey thing? Is that Pennsylvania where they're running? Oh, good. We're running, we, not me. They're running all these Democrats who might as well be Republicans to get rid of the Republicans. So I think Pennsylvania, I'm sure someone can correct me. Nobody corrected me yesterday when I mixed up Britney Spears with Mariah Carey, something never done before in the history of music. Oh, you know, there's a rumor she's pregnant again. Britney. 5 months, no, with that schmuck. And you know who's dating now? This is, I'm telling you, these people, I don't want to insult people who live in trailer parks. I don't know what you call these people. These people are like the Jukes and the Kallikaks, if anybody remembers who they were. But Britney Spears, remember that guy she married for like 20 hours? That guy whose name I don't even remember. Jason Alexander Garrett would remember. That's probably a trivia question about Seinfeld now. Jason Alexander was married to Britney for 5 minutes in Las Vegas. He is now dating Shar Jackson, who was married to Kevin Federline. They're now going out with each other. I mean, this is like mountain people. This is like inbreeding. They're going to have more goddamn inbreeding than the British royal family. I never heard of anything like this in my life. They really are. I'm telling you, these people... talk about white trash. Paula Jones is like the Queen of England. Well, that's not a good thing to say anymore. Since, you know, they're about to discover that somebody had Princess Diana murdered. There is a huge investigation going on by totally credible people. And just by some coincidence, you know all these coincidences... It couldn't have had anything to do with the investigation. The guy doing the investigation had, like, two laptops stolen from his office. You know, but you know how they love to say, oh, it's just a burglary. Yeah, right. You know, like, it finally yesterday in Alabama. They're going, oh, 9 churches burned down. We think there may be a connection there. And it is, if I were in Alabama, I'd be worried about this. The church fires... which nobody but me is interested in. How can you burn down 9 churches? Well, they didn't burn down all 9 of them. But set fires in 9 churches in one state, not known for having fabulous race relations. And nobody's interested. I would think that every cable television show should be... Well, I don't watch enough of them to really know... Have they done anything? I mean, Jesus, Sean, some of them are white churches. O'Reilly, some of them were white churches, so maybe you could be interested. The ATF says it's their number one priority. I have two words to say. I have two words to say to that. David Koresh! We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller, right after the Young Turks, weeknights at 9 East, 6 West.
Who was this question? His mouth is full. Did you have some horrid ride in today? Did you get caught in that thing where all the New Jersey buses were screwed up?
I probably came in too early. No.
Well, oh, good. All right. I was worried about you. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Dave can't put in his 92 hours today. He's stuck on a bus. All right. There was some whole screw up with the buses coming in from New Jersey. What was he eating? He's like sucking on something. Dan in Louisville.
How are you?
You notice I said Louisville. That's the right way, isn't it?
Louisville, yeah.
Okay, not Louisville.
I'm from the West Coast. I've been here for 5 years. Say Louisville if you want to.
All right, you don't care. Okay.
I called in about the Grammys, but you know what? The reason that George Bush sounded like he was half asleep is because the man can't read. I volunteer at schools around here. He reads at about a seventh grade level, and if you put something
that high?
Yeah, put something in front of his face more than a couple of months in advance, he's not going to know what it is.
Well, there was some place in there, and he always does this, where he pauses where there you shouldn't pause.
Because he lost his place.
Maybe
if you watch him reading off the teleprompters, his head will go to one side while his eyes are still on the teleprompter on the other side.
Well, now, they were saying at some point, I think when he was first running in 2000, that he was dyslexic.
Well,
which would be fine. And say I'm dyslexic. You know, it would help.
Absolutely.
It would be great.
Don't tell us and put out these press releases about what a great reader he is, and he's reading this book and that book.
Oh,
all of us are not that stupid. We know he's not a good reader, and that's okay.
And it would be, if he was really dyslexic, and they've just denied this. I remember this in 2000 where they denied it. But it would be so great to say, look at that, he's dyslexic, and he became the president of the United States.
Yeah.
That, it would make every dyslexic person, you know, feel fabulous.
Absolutely. I work with kids who have dyslexia and try to help them to read and say, oh, man, that would be a great role model, wouldn't it?
It would be, particularly if they were, like, smart.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I suppose that if you're just stupid, he'd be a great role model, too.
Well, that's true, but I think this anybody can be president thing, I think he took it, like, a step too far, don't you?
Obviously.
Oh, God.
Did you watch the State of the Union address? Did it look like Dick Cheney was sitting back in the background pulling strings to make his mouth move?
Oh, well, wasn't he? I keep now looking for his, that backpack thing he was wearing during the debates.
Oh, I know. Oh
please. It's disgusting. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, beautiful.
Okay, bye. See, I got somebody who doesn't even come from Louisville, so I couldn't even show off. Because I always used to say Louisville. And then, I don't know, somebody said it's not. People who come from there say Louisville. See, I'm trying to be very cosmopolitan, and it doesn't even work. All right, we have another hour. It's Tabloid Thursday. I'll be right back, but hold on.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
To win, but this recording is better than when he did it last night.
Girl, I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. Way to go. take it slow. Oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We writhe and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go.
So beautiful. And that's John Legend, and he won the Grammy for the best new performer. And he also was not ready to make a speech. He apparently had been working with, God help us, the Black Eyed Peas, another band I so don't get. Except for probably the worst song they ever did, that song I love. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow. My humps, my lovely lady lumps. It's the only song of theirs I like, and it's like just a total novelty, stupid song. But I heard it on BBC One first, so it must be good. He was writing with them, and he like wrote the hook for them, but then he said, oh, this is such a good hook. I want my hook. You can't have my hook. And Kanye West, I don't know, has something, I don't know, whatever. He just seems like a much nicer person. But this is the only song of his I ever. So I dug up one of these, there's one of these articles about how this Best New Artist Award at the Grammys is a curse. But it used to be a curse. Apparently it stopped being a curse because who's won it? They love to tell you who has won Best New Artist. Okay? Paula Cole. Marvin Hamlisch, well, that's not bad. Debbie Boone, the Starland Vocal Band. Why are you supposed to hate them? When I had an afternoon show at WBAI, that Afternoon Delight, that was my theme song. I like that song. I am very on taste. Jody Watley and Shelby Lynn. They've won it. But also, recently, Christina Aguilera, Alicia Keys, Norah Jones. Oh, my God. I can't think of Alicia Keys and Norah Jones. Between the two of them, I couldn't stay awake for a minute. I can't stand them. I think I hate Norah Jones more. Okay, so everybody, so Keen didn't win, you know, my Keen. Who else won? The Vibe Award. Anyway, it was known as, you know, just a curse to win this award. So I don't know, we may never hear from John Legend again as long as anybody lives. See, I have this theory based, oh God, all these people are still hanging on. But I have this theory based, if you look at my website, which I'm doing right now. Okay. Bush made up this bullshit story. You know, he mentioned the group. I'm going to have to read this story again. He mentioned the group that was going to bomb the building and ram the plane into the building in Los Angeles. I never heard of that terrorist group. I think we know the names of the Southeast Asian terrorist groups. I never heard of that. But that's all right. So he's making up this story. Then, you know, he has refused to share information with Congress about his, you know, spying, all this domestic spying, you know, which he calls terrorist spying. And all of a sudden now, we'll talk to the committee in the House, we'll talk to the Senate. All of a sudden, they're going to tell. Right? They also, now the other thing that I just posted just before I went on is that the head of the TSA, the, what did we name it, Tit Squeeze Administration? But I think they don't do that anymore. They were going to, instead of having the airline check your name against the terrorist, they have spent $200 million of our money so that the government could take over, checking you against every passenger, every person. You would have to give your name, your address, I think your date of birth, your son, to get on a fucking airplane. Where they won't give you any water or anything. Okay. So it's been 4 years and $200 million. And guess what? They just woke up today and, Transportation Security Administration's chief, I bet you don't know his name. I have never heard this person's name in my life. Where do these people come from? Kip Hawley. Who is he? I have never heard. When did he become the head of the TSA? When did he become the Kip Hawley? That's a good name. That's nearly as good as some. Who did I read? One of those. It wasn't Paris Hilton. Ivanka Trump broke up with her boyfriend, who was named Bingo Gubelman or something. Bingo. So they all point at her and say, who's your boyfriend? And she goes, B-I-N-G-O, Bingo is his name-o. I wonder if, like, the guy's name is really Bingo. Or if they just call him Bingo. Why in God's name would you name a child Bingo? Or maybe you tried really hard to get pregnant, then you got pregnant and you went, Bingo! Bingo, let's invite Bingo and Ivanka over. What is with that? Well, anyway, Kip, the head of the TSA, after $200 million, they say they can't do this. Can't do it. They say there are security concerns. I absolutely don't understand this whole article. You can't even understand why they're not doing it. Except, you know, they spent $200 million, you know, which means nothing to them. And they said they can't do it. Government auditors gave the project failing grades twice. They rebuked the authors for secretly obtaining personal information about airline passengers. And we know nothing works because they don't let babies fly. They don't let Ted Kennedy fly. So that's down the drain. All right, so that's happening. And, you know, Bush is, you know, they are going to tell more members of Congress what this secret spying is. And if you look at my headline, oh, this is even more fabulous. And Bush, I mean, don't you think it's like bad to say what attacks were thwarted? So my theory is that they're being more open about what's going on now, but that Bush and company are going to attack us again and then say, you see, we told you that if we started telling you what we were doing, we were going to be attacked again. That's what I think they're setting us up for. Because why? They're backing down on too many things. And they think this is all politically to their advantage, what they're doing. So, you know, get ready to die. I'm ready all the time. What can I tell you? What else are they doing? They're giving information. He's telling about things they thwarted. Oh, by the way, do you know how many birds in Nigeria died of bird flu already? Yesterday was 40,000. Today it's 80,000. Watch out. So yesterday, way down on my website, I put in the story, Drug Czar Seeks to Expand Registries. This is the White House today, which is yesterday, but I hate to say USA Today today. I always like to do USA Today stories the next day so I can say USA Today yesterday. They're announcing a national anti-drug strategy that includes prodding more states to set up databases that can track people who get multiple prescriptions of frequently abused drugs like OxyContin and Vicodin. Now, of course, one thing that does is it means people who have real pain management problems will be in pain because doctors are afraid to prescribe drugs because then they say, well, you're like pushing these drugs. These aren't legitimate. They say, no, this person has, you know, terminal cancer. They're going to be dead in 5 minutes. Oh, yeah. But this is, again, a database that the federal government can tap into and find out what prescription drugs you're taking. Because there is nothing about you that is too minuscule for this government to want to know. So that was yesterday's story. It's still up there. Today's story from the Christian Science Monitor, which I guess the right wing considers to be some left-wing crazos. But I was a Christian scientist. Oh, I guess that proves they were left-wing crazy. Do you remember a couple of years back? Oh, are those guys as good-looking as two of them look like? No, they're not. A couple of years back, they were going to do this thing, Total Information Awareness. And it was being run by John Poindexter. Who the only reason he's not in prison is that Daddy Bush pardoned him. When Daddy Bush left office, see, we only heard about who Bill Clinton pardoned. Poindexter had not gone on trial yet, had he? He had not even gone on trial. But Bush, being a nice, loyal guy, when he left office, he said, what if he goes on trial and he gets convicted? I'm pardoning him. And he did. He pardoned John Poindexter, before Poindexter ever went on trial, just in case. Okay, and he was running it. You know, this real sleazeball sack of shit, Poindexter. Total Information Awareness, where they were just going to gather all the total information, right? So people really got on them about this. People really get, you know, they had a logo on their website that looked like some Masonic thing. It was like the eye. It was some all-seeing eye. I remember Drudge, like, had it for days up there. It was just amazing. It was really horrifying. So they had to back down. They had to back down and say, all right, we're not going to do it. And I said at the time, yeah, right, they're not going to do it. Sure, they're not going to do it. Well, it turns out that the Department of Homeland Security now has something called ADVISE. A-D-V-I-S-E. It is a little-known system. And it's analysis, dissemination, visualization, insight, and semantic enhancement. ADVISE. Sounds like some hippie thing, doesn't it? Sounds like Deepak Chopra's running it. Only a few public documents mention it. It is a research and development program within the Department of Homeland Security. And basically, it's the same thing. They're going to collect every piece of information about every human being in the United States. Everything. Me, all the slipcovers I order. You know, if I buy toilet paper with my, supermarket card, except that I never gave them my right name. Ha ha ha! So there. I don't know why anybody does. And they are going to do this massive data mining to look for these patterns and these algorithms. So you think they're not doing this? I mean, you know, and they're going to look, and they're going to look for patterns, and if this person suddenly is talking to that person who was talking to the other person while they were buying toilet paper and slipcovers to put over the toilet paper, and maybe a little Febreze, I don't know, but they are going to know everything. And they have now given it such a goddamn name, nobody can remember, I can't remember it anymore. ADVISE, disseminate, insight, whatever. See, they made up a name. You can't remember that name. So anyway, that's my headline story from the Christian Science Monitor. And I don't know why other people are not into this. Because I certainly am. You know, because you may be able to say now, oh, but is it not the terrorists? And they really, the truth is, they can't go through all this information. I mean, there's 300 million people in America. You know, they're going to keep track every time you buy a roll of toilet paper. They can't. But you don't know who's going to end up running the government. You know, the fact is, I guess this government may not be so in love with me. But someday, maybe they won't be in love with me because I'm a Jew. Maybe they'll track all the Jews. You know, this government, you know, they don't love the Catholics. Maybe this group would like to track all you Catholics. Or maybe we get another government. You know, that would love me. You know, the right-wing people, you know any right-wing person that's for privacy? You know why the right-wing is for privacy? It's the people who keep saying, what about if Hillary is president? Because they think Hillary would spy on them. And frankly, I think anybody in any government would spy on them, which is why you can't let people start this up. You can't let them do this. But it's gone so far, you can't stop it. So I don't even know what you do. But if you sign up for a fucking supermarket card, why do you give your right name? They don't check. I don't know how stupid people are. I just make up names, make up addresses. They're not checking yet. They don't have a chip implant in your arm yet. You're not checking out. You know, they are starting in a lot of places now with the fingerprint thing. And they're going to make you do it. I have one of these cards where you can check out by waving it at something. I don't want it. But that's it. You know, I have a Visa card. That's what they sent me. All right. I don't know. Maybe people still are hanging on. Well, I did say I would speak to some of you. I'm Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay. Melanie in Las Vegas.
Hello?
Hi, you're on, babe.
Hi, I was just agreeing with you that Bush is setting up to go to either Syria or Iran, because you mentioned it about a year and a half ago, and you can always tell, like, when he's about to do something, he'll mention it, and then he'll start picking fights with them, and he does it. And I bet we're going to war again. There's going to have to be a draft, and I don't know.
Well, what is he going to use for soldiers?
What is he going to use for soldiers?
I mean, we don't have enough soldiers for what we're already doing, you know.
I know, because the wasted war on Iraq. He needs to be tried and put in jail or, you know, worse. So.
Well, let's start with impeaching him. Then we can try him and put him in jail. Then we'll think about worse, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, hon.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, I think, first of all, I think he's planning another attack in the United States, since I think he did the first one. You know, just to show that he shouldn't ever have had to, you know, tell anybody anything. But this thing about war with Iran and Syria, they do seem to be revving up. If you look, I don't know whether it's online yet, but the American Conservative, Pat Buchanan's magazine, that was more against the war in Iraq than any of the left-wing magazines. He's convinced me. See, I wasn't sure about Iran. Because you can see what they're saying now, everything they're saying now about Iran is like what they were saying about Iraq 3 years ago. It says, oh my God, they're going to have nuclear weapons in the next 10 seconds. And I'm thinking, we don't want them. They should not have nuclear weapons. I mean, theoretically, who are we to tell anybody that they can't have nuclear weapons? On the other hand, that guy, that president of Iran, who I am never going to learn how to pronounce his name, he's a psycho. On the other hand, the president of this country, he's a psycho. But they're setting us up, and their theory is, I think, that they can bomb Iran and not send soldiers in. That's what I think their theory is, that they know, like, 12 places where they may be making the nuclear stuff for Iran, so they would have to bomb, like, 12 places. And then you have to wonder if they're really creating nuclear weapons and you bomb it. Wow. Might you not be releasing nuclear stuff, wow, into the air? So maybe that's not a good idea, but they are definitely setting us up. I must say, they definitely are setting us up. What time is it? Oh, we have plenty of time. John in Oneonta.
Good afternoon, Lynn.
Who had nothing to do but hold on while I rudely let you sit there for like 43 minutes.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there. Are you still there?
I'm a huge fan. I agree with you about Two and a Half Men and Boston Legal. You're really scaring me here, talking about Bush doing the things he's doing and the spying. Have you come across the movie, the documentary, Loose Change 9/11?
No, I heard a discussion about it last night.
Oh, you talked about it yesterday?
No, I didn't. I heard a discussion about it last night.
Okay.
I won't say where, Mike Malloy.
Yeah, Mike found it. It's it connects all the dots that the 9/11 Commission didn't want to connect, or couldn't connect. I'm not sure which. But it's just, you know, no, like you said, wait till he attacks the United States again. I think you meant 9/11, right?
Yes, of course I meant 9/11.
Right.
Who did 9/11?
Anyway, all you have to do, I Googled Loose Change 9/11, and then I watched it on my computer. Just Googled.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I don't have the patience to sit in front of my computer and watch an hour and 20-minute movie.
Right. Some, well, actually,
that is certainly never going to happen to me.
Well, that's okay, but maybe some of your listeners would like to watch it.
Okay, so it's Loose Change.
Loose Change, 9/11. You Google it, and then you can watch it, and it just is an eye-opener. It doesn't leave anything out, and it checks every single dot.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
you. You betcha. Good luck.
I am totally distracted. Wait, I'll tell you why.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay. Bye. Whitney, thank you. Oh, well, you're not listening. Whitney said, thank you so much for letting that idiot rant yesterday. And Whitney, is Whitney a boy or a girl name? Is Whitney? Well, I don't know. Oh, she called. Today? Oh, all right. So Whitney is, I mean, you know Whitney Houston, but that doesn't, well, thank you. She sent me the most gorgeous flowers. The most gorgeous flowers. She's the first person who ever sent me flowers here that I didn't say, oh, God, that stalker sent me flowers. Thank you so much. I hope she's listening. She doesn't always get to listen, but she knows how I had to take a drug test yesterday, so I had to listen. Do you know if they gave drug tests at Sirius? I bet there'd be nobody working here. I shouldn't have said that. I hope management doesn't listen. But, you know, it's like music and all that. They should give it to the guests. Oh, thank you. These are just absolutely exquisite. My God. So I was distracted. Marshall in New Jersey.
Lynn.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan, Lynn. Every day I was...
I have so many huge fans. Go on a diet, all of you.
I've had Sirius for a while. I'm a big Sirius fan. The best thing that's ever happened to radio. But I was listening last night to Ed Schultz on my way home from work. And he repeatedly... did you watch the Gonzalez hearing?
I watched the highlights.
Well,
or the lowlights, or however you put it.
I kept playing back the clip where Brevin Gonzalez, our nation's attorney general, said that George Washington, Abe Lincoln...
Oh, yes, I played that. Do we have that, Garrett?
All electronic.
Do we have that? Yes, that George Washington was like, he was reading my email or something.
Yes. I couldn't believe that he said that. And I told some people that, and they're like, and one of them happened to be Republican. And he's like, no, he didn't say it. He never said that.
Oh, please. He said it, and I will play it for you as soon as...
I said, listen. I said, go to CSPAN.com and listen to it. So...
Yeah, it's right there. It was, I mean, we got it. I don't know off what website, but we certainly got it. It doesn't matter. They'll hear it, and they won't believe it anyway.
Yeah.
They don't, but yeah. You know what the problem is? When you're like supporting a bunch of fucking assholes like the Republicans, you can't deal with reality.
Oh.
You can't deal with reality. Did we find this or not? It's gone? Oh shit. It's gone? You didn't save it?
Maybe you can catch it on C-SPAN. I just wanted to say, I'm so sick of Republicans just painting Democrats as so anti-everything. You know, Robert F. Kennedy said that the deepest criticism goes hand-in-hand with the deepest patriotism and idealism. And for Republicans to just paint Democrats as going on and being anti-military, and I'm so pro-military, I just don't support the idiot who sent them there.
Well, but people don't look, even if you want to quote Barry Goldwater, you know that favorite thing he said, my country right or wrong. But that's only half the quote. The other half of that quote is my country right or wrong. When she's right, you know, I'm totally paraphrasing. When she's right, I like applaud her. And when she's wrong, I'll criticize her. And that was Barry Goldwater, for God's sake. You know, what are they going to call him, a left-wing communist scumbag now? Oh, I hate these people. Thank you, dear.
Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. Oh, God, we lost it. You can't save it? All that stuff we download from CNN is gone? But don't we save it? Oh, I never knew that. Oh. All right, so like, well, it must, and then crooks and lawyers, they don't have a search, do they? No, they take stuff down. I think, all right, well, believe me, Gonzalez said it. He said that all the presidents, George Washington, he named George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, and Franklin Roosevelt did a lot more electronic surveillance than Bush. Okay. Okay. Washington, he was thinking ahead. I'm Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146. I think I'll come back and read you the tabloids. Oh, Whitney, thank you. These are I've gotten flowers before, but these are spectacular. I'll be right back.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
But I answered his email then. Oh, so maybe I wasn't getting so much email. People are asking about that Patti Smith thing. Oh, I got to read you the tabloids because it's Tabloid Thursday. Well, this is, I'm going to do the one, I have a favorite story in one of them. I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to do the other one first. The National Enquirer. We have, oh God, this is, you know, they have certain stories they do like every 3 or 4 weeks. You know, the same story, cellulite. That's one, fat people, thin people. Okay, plastic surgery shockers. And they have before and after, I don't know where they get all these pictures, but Jessica Simpson, well, she had her lips plumped up, big deal. Demi Moore, who's obviously had plastic surgery, Katie Couric, Kelly Ripa, and then the freaks. The freaks. Mickey Rourke, Joan Rivers, Melanie Griffith, and Farrah Fawcett. But they promise you 60 more photos inside the National Enquirer. Okay, there is anger on American Idol over Paula's secret TV deal. Who knew? She's in secret talks with another network, it says. Leave her alone. Would you tell me why? You know, this like discrimination. They don't bother that Simon, the most obnoxious person on earth, and Randy, them they don't bother. Nothing they do bother. Star Jones may get fired from The View. She's worn on a welcome because she's an asshole. I don't believe that, but that would certainly be nice. And then once they get rid of that asshole, goodbye, Joy. Because she's the one I personally know is an asshole. Okay, Britney Spears driving with the baby on her lap, blah, blah, blah. Which she claims is because the paparazzi were chasing her. And she was afraid and she wanted to hold on to the baby. She's a moron. Okay, let's just face it. Britney, love you, moron. Clay and Newgate scandal. Two other men say they had sexual propositions from Clay Aiken. Now, I don't know what I was reading last night, but they interviewed some of the girls from the year that Clay was on, and what's her name? Oliviera, I don't know, the one with the, like, pink sticking up hair. I always liked her. She couldn't sing, but she had great hair. And she said, he sure had me fooled. We were very close. So you know what? I have a friend who has a theory about this. You know, he managed to break his contract with American Idol, you know, because they want to keep their hooks in you. And it's like slavery. And which is one reason why Kelly Clarkson won't mention them, and she shouldn't. Clay Aiken somehow got out of that 3 years. He got out of the contract. So I think all this gay stuff, I think my friend is right, all this gay stuff is like they're trying to get back at him because they're vile scumbags. Let's remember what network it's on. Fox. So this is like the swift voting of Clay Aiken. You know, this, you know, no, nothing is beneath Fox. Is all I can say. Vince walks out on Jen. He's in love with her, but he doesn't want to have a family. And I read another story that it's because she whines. You know, she is a whining person. You know, she ought to, like, walk up to Angelina, punch her lights out. Now, Hook, I would love that. I mean, I'm getting into violence. Like, not for me. But, Scott McClellan was screaming at Helen Thomas the other day in the White House press office. I said, wouldn't that be cool if Helen Thomas, who's like 85 years old, got up and punched him in the mouth? And I think Jennifer Aniston should punch Angelina Jolie right in the mouth and kick Brad Pitt right in the balls. That would be good. Oh, the Chelsea Clinton story is in both. Chelsea Clinton, this is my favorite story, but it was not on the cover of the Inquirer, but it's apparently in both magazines. You know, Chelsea Clinton broke up with Klaus, whose name is really Ian Klaus, right? But I like to call him Klaus, because it sounds like she's dating a Nazi that way. And she went back to, well, it says Klaus ditched her, but he didn't. So she went back to this Mark Mizvinsky guy, who her parents don't like because his father's in prison. It's the iron. It's like a whole thing. Well, she supposedly has been seen cheating on her new boyfriend with her old boyfriend. I don't think that's really cheating because I think that probably your new boyfriend is like just a rebound. He's not really your boyfriend. She really want to be with Klaus anyway. Klaus went over to Iraq, you know. I didn't know that he had dumped her because he went to Iraq. Leaving her a frazzled wreck, worrying about him. So I don't know. Chelsea Clinton may be a little vixen. Or she may not be. All right, Grandpa Munster died. Oh, I never mentioned that. Grandpa Munster died. He was a nasty old man. That's all I have. Everybody is lionizing him. Everybody on the left is going, oh, Al Lewis, what a fabulous person. I'll tell you something. That guy couldn't stand me, and I don't know why. And he had this show on BAI in New York, and he was trashing me all the time. And so I don't like him. I don't care. He did a lot of good work about the Rockefeller drug laws in New York. Lance wants to party and Cheryl is not invited. But he played one of her songs on his Sirius radio show. Wasn't that romantic? I hate men. She ought to come up here and kick him in the balls. You dump me, but you play my music? You know, why Julia Roberts owes her life to Coretta Scott King. I'll tell you something else. See, I'm doing this all at the end, so people can't, like, call up and yell at me too much. You know, Garrett yesterday, who's only 28, was saying he never heard of Coretta Scott King till she died. And I absolutely believe that, because from the minute Martin Luther King Jr. died, okay, I don't remember ever hearing a word about her. I don't remember ever hearing a word about Coretta Scott King. Ever. I really don't. Until every few years, you'd read a story about how every time somebody wanted to play the I Have a Dream speech, which is part of America, they had to pay. All I ever knew about this woman that people couldn't stop praising was what a money-grubbing sack of crap she was. Now, I understand she had to support herself, and she really had no way, I guess, to earn a living, and all she had of value you know, was I guess, the title to everything Martin Luther King Jr. had done. But it apparently, you know, went to some ridiculous point. I'm sorry. I know you're not supposed to say this. And I hope I'm not hurting anybody's feelings. And maybe she did do something. See, I think this outpouring when she died really was because she is, now he has children. I mean, he has children. One of them is a minister at that church where the funeral was. But she is, but the daughter, who's the minister, was 5 years old when her father was killed. So I think this outpouring at that funeral really was because she is like the last real connection to Martin Luther King Jr. You know, she was like the last connection to really what he did. But I was sitting there going, what did she do? Unless it's a black, unless there are things, you know, I'm running out of time and it's Tabloid Thursday, maybe tomorrow. If there are things she did, like in the black community, that I don't know about, you know, maybe she did something, but I certainly never heard about it. Frankly, the best thing she did was die so that these people could sit there and install Bush to his face. If she never did an odd thing from 1968 until 2 days ago, except die so they could insult that sack of shit right in front of them, boy, she didn't have to do anything else to make me happy. That was incredible that they got to speak truth to power. So, I don't know. All right, here a drastic plastic. We have, a nice bathing suit, Dennis. Pam Anderson had her breasts made bigger. You mean those aren't real? What else? They don't, Mariah had her breasts made bigger. You know what they do? This is so unfair. They have a picture of Mary Tyler Moore from like 1970. And now, you know, leave us alone. We get old. And you try to fix it. And it usually, Jessica Lange's work is pretty good. Woo, Jessica Lange. If I ever have plastic, I'm going to find out who did her. I really am. Who's this freakazoid? Oh, Priscilla Presley. Well, she looks terrible. Don Johnson looks terrible. Cher? I don't think Cher had a lot of plastic. Well, they just actually, these are cool pictures. These are good. These freaks. These freaks. Natalie Holloway's family is having like a big old family feud, but I don't know why. Oh, here's the story. Heather Locklear files for divorce after she finds X-rated email to her husband sent by his ex-assistant. It's the Inquirer. I don't know. Who am I to say they're wrong? All right. We'll look a little. I didn't finish the Inquirer, but we'll look a little into the Globe because it's the last segment coming up for today. I'm Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146. Okay. Guess what we found? We found Gonzalez telling you how George Washington used to spy on you electronically. Or we didn't find it. Okay, we didn't find it.
225 years use of the exercise of the power of Commander-in-Chief.
I gave in my opening statement some of the examples were President Washington, President Lincoln, President Wilson, President Roosevelt have all authorized electronic surveillance of the enemy on a far broader scale, without any kind of probable cause.
Yeah, Washington's broad scale of electronic surveillance was like time travel. He said it. Oh, this is very interesting about Heather Locklear and Richie Sambora, that they were having trouble in their relationship, and he was too close to the assistant. So they fired the assistant to try to save the marriage. And then the assistant sent these nude pictures, and Heather opened the email, and that's what got her to file for divorce, which he didn't even know about. All right, that sounds good. Who knows if it's true or not, but that's good. That sounds hot. That sounds good. Prince William elopes. It says here, I never believe any of this. Is he the one they're sending to Iraq? Naked George. George Clooney. Oh, there's some naked picture that Roseanne took of George Clooney, but it got lost. It was apparently always on the refrigerator on Roseanne. But they put a refrigerator magnet over his private parts. But we all know George Clooney said on some show that he's going to wax the back of his thighs for the Oscars. So maybe he wants to pose for a new picture. What's wrong with Deborah Messing? I always say that, too. She was wearing a brace about her midsection and clutching a bottle of vitamins. Oh, okay. Maybe she hurt her back picking up the baby. I think she looks like shit. Here we go again. My letters from Clay Aiken after Gay Affair. The reason these magazines are the same, you know, is they're owned by the same company. Ex-Green Beret says Idol star dumped him after one night stand. Oh, leave him alone! And I read a poll yesterday, by the way, that says that 70% of Clay Aiken's fans don't care! I would think it would be 99%. Who cares? What difference does it make? Tom Menz riffed with Katie's dad. Yeah, I bet. Oh, all right. We're definitely running out of time. Definitely. Heather Locklear, divorce shocker. Same stories. You only ever have to buy one. And cheating Chelsea, there she is with Ian Klaus, who looks like shit, man. He looked like he lost a lot of weight. I guess in Iraq, you're probably not eating well. All right. Some old lady, who is this, had a night of passion with Clint Eastwood. It looks like it was probably about...